Well, it was a rough race of attrition with broken ribs, buckets of seasick and dozens of yachts retiring. But the surviving Supermaxis made it mostly in one piece to Hobart last night, with Comanche taking line honours for the 80th Sydney to Hobart in a time of 2 days, 5 hours and about 3.5 minutes. It was the second closest race for line honours in history, with Scallywag at one point taking the lead and Law Connect ultimately defying a torn sail to finish second. After a night of celebration, Comanche skipper James Mayo has been good enough to join us. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here and a beautiful morning in Hobart.
I'll bet. Tell me what victory tastes like.
Yeah, look, it's incredible. You know, we had a world-class crew and it all comes, you know, if you're going to achieve anything at the highest level in sport, you need a great team. And we had an incredible team, and we came here to do a job and show them who we were as an outfit, and we got the job done.
But it was a nerve-wracking three-way tussle there for a while. What was going through your mind at that point?
Oh, it's a gift, isn't it? You know, that's what sport's all about, how you perform under pressure, you know, at the critical moments. And whether you're going to lose it or whether you're going to keep your composure and make the next right decision. And I remember coming on deck and I was like, oh, we've got a problem. You know, we're all together yet again after the first 24 hours. And I go, it's a great opportunity to see how we're going to perform. And we kept our composure and made some great decisions after that. And we went on to really put our foot down once we turned the corner and came home.
And conditions were improving by then, but it was a pretty rough start. Just describe how rough the seas were.
Oh, I don't know how. It's like jumping out of a building from the 10th story and landing in the pool. When you launch off a wave and then, you know, a 100-foot boat weighing 35 tons just crashes, you know, in the middle of Bass Strait onto the next wave, the whole boat just shakes. And you think, is this thing going to hold together? But you know, it's an engineering feat, and you just give her. Oh, she's like a racehorse. You just give her a little pat and say, "Hang in there, darling."
And how do those conditions compare to what you've experienced before?
Yeah, you know, I think these boats are just so special now. And you know, I was just talking to Tony Mutter, who came second, and you know, the way we race them against each other in that race, you know, neck and neck, tack for tack. You know, from Sydney across Bass Strait to the finish line is, you know, it's just a privilege to be part of. But it's just very special.
On ABC Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with the Comanche skipper, James Mayo. Now, last year you had to pull out of the race with mainsail damage. What changes did you make ahead of this year?
Yeah, look, it was tough because the boat was incredibly prepared by Ian Murray, who's our sailing master, who's, you know, one of the most iconic sailors in the country. And it was meticulous, and we got halfway across Bass Strait in the first 12 hours. You know, well, at that stage, I think we had a race record was definitely in sight by getting smashed and then suddenly to have a torn sail. And then we looked at it and we went, you know, what change do we have to make? And we decided to work with North Sails and work as a team. And we got their team together and we designed a new sail that was going to be able to get us through all sorts of conditions, whatever was thrown at us, even what we had thrown at us last year. And this year, the first day, 24 hours, was tough. And the boat was put under enormous pressure. But it got us through. So that was the biggest change.
Did you feel in the run-up to the race you were getting a little less attention than perhaps was warranted?
Yeah, I like that. You know, we're just there to do a job. And, you know, the more we focus as a team on what we can control and what we can't is, you know, puts us in great shape. So I don't get distracted from, you know, much of the noise around because it's all about our team and what we can do together.
And will you be back again next year?
That's a funny thing. I think I'll just let this sink in. You know, I personally like to set goals and, I like putting teams together. And you know, we came here to do it, to get this job done, and we've done it. And now it's just a time for reflection and then we'll see where the next journey takes us.
Well, congratulations to you and thank you for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.